And now, Dog Star, starring Evelyn Rudy. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Christmas is a dog. Even if it isn't exactly the kind Mike was, that's all I want.
Ray, please.
Sorry.
Well, if she weren't such a tomboy, it'd be different. But can you imagine getting Julie a dollhouse or a painting set or a party dress?
I'm sorry, Anne. And Julie, no dog.
Then you shop for her. I'm tired of roaming around like a zombie in every store in town. You find her present.
If I can't have a dog again, I just don't care what I get.
Now listen, both of you. I like dogs just as much as you do. I loved Mike, too. But Julie loves them too much. She hasn't eaten a decent meal since Mike got killed. And it's not going to happen again. We're not going to put her happiness at the mercy of another brainless pup and every idiot speeder in town.
It wasn't Mike's fault. It was my fault. I should have kept him in the yard. It was my fault, but honest, I'd never, never, never let my pup out again if I could just have one.
Julie.
Honey, suppose I got you a bike, a big bike, a 26, okay?
But, Daddy, I don't want a bike. I want a dog.
Julie, come back here. It's getting dark.
Let her go, Ray. I said she could play with Timmy. Let her go.
Hey, Julie, what happened? Are you going to get a dog for Christmas?
No.
Hey, Julie, I got an idea. See, I asked my dad for a dog, and we moved Mike's doghouse over to my yard. We can both play with him. How about that?
Thanks, Timmy, but no, this isn't the same.
No, I guess not. Hey, Julie, I got my flashlight with me. You know what?
What?
Let's go up to Palmer Canyon and see if any ducks have flown onto the pond this evening.
I don't feel like it, Timmy. Honest.
Oh, come on. We might even see a goose.
But how do the ducks find their way all the way down here from the north?
Oh, it's something called instinct. Hey, what was that?
Golly, I don't know.
Sure was close.
Sure was.
Oh, it was a tree falling, I bet. Hey, here's the plan. Come on, Julie.
I'm coming.
Oakdale Police, Lieutenant Spencer speaking.
Oh, this is Professor Goodwin at the observatory.
Oh, yes, Professor.
Lieutenant, for the past half hour, we've been tracking one of their later satellites. It landed about 3 minutes ago.
Huh?
We have a fix. It hit the Palmer Canyon area of Oakdale.
Yeah? You sure?
Positive. I'm leaving now. And, Lieutenant, I think you better get some men up there. Quick.
Sergeant, get three cars up to Palmer Canyon. Emergency. I'll call the off section for guard duty. And,
yes,
and call the chief on the highway patrol. Call the mayor, too. Tell him a satellite landed in Palmer Canyon.
For the ducks.
Yes, we better start back home.
What is that?
What? I thought I heard a dog crying.
I didn't.
It is two. There's a dog down there by the pond. Where's the flashlight?
Here.
A little white dog.
Oh, his legs are hurt.
He can hardly crawl, it looks like. Oh, he's bleeding. And he's wearing something all torn up. Timmy, somebody must have torn him.
Yeah, poor fella. Hey, his tail's wagging. He likes you, Julie.
Oh, poor little thing. Timmy, I'm going to keep him.
What'll your dad say?
We'll hide him. They won't torture you anymore. They won't hurt you anymore. We'll hide you.
Where will you hide him?
Like you said, we put Mike's old doghouse in your yard and take care of him there. Maybe when he's well, Daddy will let me keep him.
Okay, well, come on. Here,
no, I'll carry him. Look, Timmy.
What?
He licked me. He licked my face.
Joe, you and Maury take the uphill side. And don't let anybody near the parachute unless Professor Goodwin says to.
Okay, we are. All right.
Okay, Professor, I guess that covers it.
Well, I'll sure be glad when the Air Force gets here. Just think where this thing has been.
Yeah. It looks like a metal beach ball with portholes. Hey, what's this, Professor? An oxygen mask for a midget?
Why, there was something in here. A dog, I bet. Then this got knocked off its head.
And it chewed its way out of its harness. Here, look.
Here, we've got to find it.
There's blood on the ground, Professor. It won't go far.
We have got to find it, Lieutenant. We've got to find it.
For a long, long time, women have figured in the affairs of men. Yes, even in that masculine-dominated activity called war. And not only since World War II. During the Civil War in the United States, the battlefront saw many women laboring as nurses and sanitary workers. Quite a few others disguised themselves as men, enlisted in the infantry, and charged into battle until they were discovered to be women and were sent home to tend to their knitting. But some women were used as spies by both sides. And when it came to spying, Mata Hari was a slouch compared to Emma Edmonds. Emma had originally prepared to become a missionary nurse in Africa. But when the Civil War broke out, she changed her plans and signed up as a Union Army nurse. After months of nursing and fighting, at Bull Run and other battles, Emma Edmonds heard that General George McClellan was looking for a replacement for a Yankee spy who had been executed in Richmond. She volunteered for the job, suggesting that her gifts of mimicry and disguise, which she had used to entertain the soldiers, might be put to some use. After being interviewed by 7 generals, tested on her military knowledge and ability to ride and shoot, and proving that she could fool her closest friends with her effective disguises, Emma Edmonds was accepted as a Union spy. 11 times she risked her life crossing back and forth through the battle lines while gathering vital military information, which she reported to her commanding officer. During the dangerous missions, she successfully passed herself off as many different characters, both Negro and white, male and female. Although she was nearly discovered several times, she continued her work undaunted. Between spying assignments, she continued to nurse the sick and wounded. The story of Emma Edmonds is one of hazard and adventure, a story of a woman who endangered her life that her country should live.
And now, starring Evelyn Rudy, Act Two of Dog Star.
More coffee, Ray?
Uh-uh. I'm late as it is. Imagine that satellite practically landing in our backyard. What an age. Well, I've got to get down to the office. I'll be back early to help with the tree. Goodbye, Julie.
Bye, Daddy.
Now, will you please take care of that thing that Julie and we were talking about?
Julie, Timmy, come in. Hand me a knife, quick.
What are you doing?
Cutting him some meat, quick.
Here.
I was just looking at him. I got him a blanket, like you said.
How is he?
Oh, he's asleep.
Here comes your mother. Give me the meat.
Here, put it in your pocket.
Hello, Mrs. Roberts.
Hello, Timmy. What are you two up to?
Nothing.
Here is word on the satellite, which returned to Earth last night in Palmer Canyon. An overseas monitored report confirms the guess that there was a dog in the parachuted container.
Joy.
It is a small white husky similar to Laika, the ill-fated first space traveler. This one is called Chitka and wears its name on its collar. It was announced that it is trained to react to this name.
Julie, I was listening.
I'm sorry, Mommy. Can I go out and play?
You didn't finish your cereal. All right.
Julie, did you hear what he said?
It's not the same dog.
It sounds like it is.
It does not. Now shut up.
Okay, Julie.
Here he is.
Hi, Mike.
We'll call him Mike.
Look, he's opening his eyes. Give me the meat.
Here, Mike.
Oh, look, he won't eat it.
He's pretty sick, Julie.
Hey, let's see his collar.
No.
Hey, it's all funny letters, Julie. I can't read it.
I'm going to take it off.
Say his name, Julie.
Mike.
No, the one the radio said.
No.
We've got to know, Julie.
I forget.
No, you don't. You never forget anything.
Chitka.
I don't care. I won't let them take you back. I'm going to keep you anyway.
Christmas Eve, the little white dog has not yet been found, although he is thought to be injured. All veterinarians in the area have been alerted.
Well, return you now. That satellite really shook up this town. Cops all over the place looking for the pooch.
Dad, if we found him, if our country found him, would we have to send him back?
I'm just a small town lawyer, honey. There are big shots straining their brains on that one.
We'd have to stick to international law, of course.
It's Timmy. I'll go.
Now, don't be long.
I won't. Hi, Timmy. How is he?
Well, I just looked at him, Julia. I think he's awful sick.
Come on, then. Have you got the flashlight?
Yeah. Here it is. He just lies there panting like.
Well, he's got to be all right. He's got to be. Oh, Mike. Oh, nice little dog. He's sick, Timmy.
Yeah, he sure is.
Oh, Mike, don't die. Please don't die. Give me the blanket, Timmy.
What are you going to do?
Come on, Mike. Come on, nice little dog.
But they all know about him. I heard it on the radio.
I have to. I can't let him die.
The Republic of the Philippines has been described as the most luxuriant group of tropical islands in the world. It has fertile coastal plains and valleys, rich forests, and mineral-laden mountains. The archipelago contains more than 7,000 islands, and most of the population is concentrated on 11 of them. Ownership of land is one of the primary symbols of social position, since the typical Filipino is a farmer whose roots are deep in the soil he tills. Unlike our farmers, whose homes are generally on their farm, the Filipino taos, or farmers, live in small settlements or barrios and walk to work in nearby fields. The average Filipino home has one or two rooms and is made of bamboo and woven palm leaves. It is set on bamboo posts about 4 to 6 feet above the ground. This elevation not only keeps the house dry during the rainy season, but also provides shelter for the family animals. The Filipino family is closely knit and is built on a strong foundation of understanding between parent and children. An interesting note is the fact that the woman almost always handles the family finances. Since their inception as a democratic nation, the Republic of the Philippines has continued to grow in stature as an active member of the international community.
And now, starring Evelyn Rudy, Act 3 of Dog Star.
Give us a ride, but you've got to. Please stop this one. Please stop.
Yeah, kid? Where you going?
Central Avenue, sir. Anywhere on Central.
Okay, hop in. What'd you get there, kid?
My dog.
He shed any of that fur?
No, sir.
Central Avenue, eh? What are you going down here for on Christmas Eve? A short beer, huh?
No, sir. A vet, I mean.
A vet? Hey, that dog vet. Hey, look, he's bleeding from the mouth. Okay, kid, out.
Oh, mister, can't you please take us?
Now, listen, he's a new seat of us. Out.
Oh, Mike. Stay alive just 5 minutes. The vet will make you well just 5 minutes.
I'm awfully sorry. We're close. Oh, I see, honey, yes.
Doctor.
Coming. And what seems to be the trouble, little girl?
I'm Julie Roberts. And this is Mike, and I'm afraid he'll die.
Oh, now isn't that too bad? Say, what kind of a dog is that, Julie?
A sort of a husky.
Yeah? Now, where'd you get him?
My dad got him for me. And tonight a car hit him and...
Yeah. Martha, hand me that police circular.
Here you are, Doc.
We'll just put him on the operating table. Call the police, Martha.
Right, Doctor.
Then I want you to take its blood pressure while I get a sample of blood and... Let's see. Just call the Air Force base and ask them to send a flight surgeon down here.
Yes, sir.
Just tell him to hurry. I'm putting him away. I'm sorry, Julie.
putting him away.
He's paralyzed, Julie. He couldn't run and play or do anything you'd want him to. Even if they let you keep him.
But I'd take care of him anyway, Doctor. I'd bring him his food and take care of him. Don't call them. Don't kill him. Give him back.
Honey, it's no use. He'd just suffer. You wouldn't want that.
Oh, Mike, Mike. Nice boy. See, Doctor, he licked me. He'll get better.
No, he won't, Julie. You wait in the hall, and I'll ask the police to take you home.
Oh, Mike, Mike.
Oakdale Police.
Yes, ma'am?
No kidding. Yeah, well, thank you, ma'am. Hey, Scoop, you want to get that AP job in New York? Here's your chance. Pooch just turned up at the Parks Dog and Cat Hospital.
Holy cow. Thanks, Sarge.
That is right, operator. I want embassy. I don't care what time they tell you is in Washington. Tell them it's about Chitka. C-H-I-T-K-A. Tell them he's Kaleg.
Central Intelligence? Now, look, this is Peters in Oakdale. You get me the chief? Merry Christmas, chief. The dog turned up. Yeah, some kid had it. That's right, a little girl. Name of Julie Roberts, 354 Parkdale Terrace, Oakdale. Yeah, I'm sober. A little girl.
And Julie, here's the present from your mother and me.
A bite. A big bite. Thanks, Daddy.
You may need it to outrun the reporters.
It's just wonderful.
But, it isn't the dog.
No.
Well, your mother and I were talking, and I think... wait. Yes? Washington?
Who?
Ann, get me a drink.
Before breakfast? Well, what is
get it? Get me a drink. Yes? Yeah, this is her father. Oh, sir, I can't believe... A crate? No, sir, not yet. Yes, sir, we'll be expecting it. Oh, thank you, sir. And a very Merry Christmas to you.
Ray, what's wrong? You're white as a sheet.
Give me that drink.
Dad, what's the Air Force car doing outside? Look, they're bringing a box up the wall.
When this room's a mess.
Yes? Major?
Merry Christmas, sir. Is this where Julie Roberts lives?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Did the White House call, sir?
Yes.
Okay, open it up, Sergeant.
It's a puppy. A little white puppy.
It's for you, Julie, if your folks don't mind.
They don't.
Major, won't you sit down?
No, ma'am. I have a little girl to get back to myself. Merry Christmas, folks.
Ray, who was that on the phone?
And when I tell you, you'll never believe me. You'll never believe me.
Evelyn Rudy starred in William N. Robeson's production of Dog Star by Michael Frost. Supporting Evelyn Rudy and Dog Star were Shirley Mitchell, Dick Beal, Shep Mencken, Jack Crucian, Sam Pierce, Ben Wright, Lou Krugman, and Norm Alden.
The preceding special Christmas presentation has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.